the excrement, the rennet from the stomach of a korban oil is mutter midiraisa teeth. Why? Because we said the yisur not only applies to the meat, but not to the pirsha, not to the junk inside the animal. So therefore, that's not the reason why the cheese was also. What was the answer though? Or me the kamal of nation, me the mercy of the kevus, and we have a chavim. Because mahadlan came normally also be ano, but was a chavim also pirshayu. And the answer of the Mishnah was, you know why it's also? Because they used the pirish of an egel by the zora, and that he accepted. That's a good answer. So mashma the keva, the rennet that comes down from an avoy the zora the egel, that's the loss of ano. His only question was, if that's Shan the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah say the cheese is only Yasta Bachila and not Bano? The cheese should even be Yasta Bano. But the reasoning is a good reasoning, that the proof in our Mishnah, that this cave or the rennet that comes down from an Avela is Mutta, but comes out from an Avoid the Zara, there it's also Bano still. And that's the reason, either from the Pasik, but Yad of Yotchamuma, or else the Svara, when you have the Avoid the Zara, anything inside it, you want to worship him with. All right, we'll continue on.
Yeah, we're holding the daflam and hay. In the middle of the Shiloh, exactly what does the Mishnah say that the cheese of the Beisu Nike is also Bahano? So he came out, the reason why Rish Lakish says, the Mishnah also says, because they put their egglay from Avodah Zorah. They used the rennet from an eggl that was a worship for the Avodah Zorah. So the question is, why is that also Bahano? I received, well, let's just look at the Mishnah again. Let's just look over the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah is Nafchok Tesam Abeis. Okay, the Mishnah says, if in the middle of Mishnah, if they ma also givina as other chogim, why is the cheese also? So Amaloi, if they shema mid noisa the cave of Shemavela. Because they use the rennet from an avela. They use the cave of the stomach, the juice in the stomach from an avela. Amaloi, and this he answered back, Valoi kevas oila chamuru me kevas avela. That the cave of the stomach from a korban oila is more, has a bigger issa then stomach of Elam. So he asked him back, why should it, the cable, why should the stomach, the rennet, the yosef from an Elam, even from a carbon oila, which is more chamor its muta. And it was said about a cable of an oila, omru, koyin shedai to yofor, sarfa chaya. A koyin that has a, is feeling well today, he's allowed to drink it raw if he wants to. And vahoidla, the chum said, no, a koyin should not drink it down, because the sasa midrabonin. But even the Rabbanim agree, a nenin, mid Rabbanim, you can't have enjoyment from the rennet of a korban oila. But v'loy mo'ila, there's no issa mila. Why? Because midiraisa, the issa rano does not apply to the stomach, the juice inside the stomach. So the rennet that comes out from a nevela is muta v'achila. So why is the cheese also? Or Maloy, he answered back, v'nei shema midinoisa bekevas egle of ovidhogim. The reason why the cheese is also, because they used to use the rennet from an eagle that they worshipped Avodah Zorah with. So it has an Isra no of Avodah Zorah, and that's Al Gemara, that when you worship the Avodah Zorah with an animal, you mean to worship with everything. With the neficha, with the fat of the animal, everything inside the animal becomes a takruvas of Avodah Zorah. Or Moloi, and if they said back to him, came, if that's Pshat in the Mishnah, that's Pshat, why the Gvinus is also, it should even be also banor also. That's the way our Mishnah ends off. That the reason can't be because they use the rennet from an animal of an avodah zarah, because if so, she should even be also banor. Our Tosfos says that there's a girsa in the Mishnah that adds on, that the Mishnah says, no, I'll answer you back. Here the yisr is not the end. Because when do we say that the yisr is also banor? If you have some rennet directly from the avodah zarah. But here that you put the rennet into the cheese, it's mixed up in the cheese, you don't see it then, maybe that's why it's mutabano. And this the Gemara says back, no, that when is it mutabano if you don't see it? But over here, since it's a maimed, since it causes the cheese, the milk to gel, it causes the milk to curl into cheese, and that's called a maimed, that's considered like it's ben. And therefore, we buy akasha. That if the reason why cheese is also, because they use the rennet from the Avodah Zorah, then it should even be also Bahano. But Al Gemara says, a cold point, we see a riot, how we say it here, that whatever comes out from Egel, that they worship the Avodah Zorah, it's also Bahano, even the parish is also Bahano. Al Gemara says, Mechlal, Yisri Rano Shari, Pishayu, that if something is only also bahano, like a nevela or a korbanoilo, then the pirish, the junk that comes out from it, the rennet, would be mutim midiraisa. Since he answered back in the Mishnah, the reason why the cheese is also bevneishim amidin oisa bekevos egla avrezachovim, they use the stomach from an eagle that they worship for an avodah zarah. So therefore, there's an ista avodah zarah on it. That's why the cheese is also, and that's truth. For kamahadle, the only question they had on this is in Cain. If so, lo maloyasru bahano. Why isn't cheese from a guy even also bahano? But nechlav merits a proof. The avoidus kechovim, any animal that they worshipped avoid Zorah with, so the svar is also pishayu, even the excrement, the junk inside it, even the juice in the rennet, the juice in the stomach is also asabano. And the two reasons we have before, either because it's a svara that the fatter the animal looks, the nicer it is, so they want to be worshipped avoid Zorah with all the fat, everything inside here, or else because it's a posik, layadvik piyotchum umma. Torah says, "Ba'avoy de Zorah, you cannot have any hanor at all." So anything in the animal that you worship the avoy de Zorah with, even the pirshay of the excrement, is also asabano. Yeah. Samaria's question now. Plehedulay mishum. Oh, we have to hear say it. Plehedulahu mishum the lightly suru b'yenai. In Torah's gifts we have in the Gemara. The Gemara asks now, why doesn't the Mishnah answer back? The reason why cheese is not asabano, because the Issa, the remnant, is not then, you do not see it. The Marias, that's the same spur we have by Marias, by the brine, the oil of the fish. Le Rabban, according to Rabban and Shita, Tlo Yasru Bahano, they say the brine of kosher fish, it's osatit from a guy, but it's muta bahano. Why is it osatit? Because you have to be afraid they put Yai Nesek inside it. So the question is, if they put Yai Nesek inside it, so why is it muta bahano? Yayin Nesek itself is also bano. My time, what's the reason according to the Rabban and this brine is only also bachila mutabano? Lav, isn't it? Mishum deles el yisur b'yenai. Like, true, be afraid the goyim put yayin wine, the yayin Nesek, into the fish brine. So therefore, it's also to drink, it's also to have to eat the brine, but bano it's mut, you let us sell it. Why? Because you don't see the yayin itself. The yayin is like bottle inside. So maybe you're also the cheese, even though they make the cheese from the rennet, from the avodah zarah. So true, the cheese is also to eat, but you know why it's muta bano? Because maybe the cheese is not ben. We do not see with the juice that came out from the avodah zarah. So for instance, Amri, I'll tell you hocha, kibun the ukma kamukin, since this rennet that you put into the milk, that's what curls up the milk into cheese. That makes the fermentation make it come into cheese. Choshev lei command the isal yisur b'yenai. That's sitted like the rennet is still here. That's sitted, it's like it's been, it's here. And therefore that's the Mishnah's question, that if that would be the reason why the cheese is also, because they use the rennet from an eagle, which they worship the avodah zarah, so then the question was, the cheese should also be also b'hano. So this can't be the reason why the cheese is also. So, but that's not the reason why it's awesome. So the Mishnah doesn't say the real reason. The Mishnah just says, Hasilu Davracher. He went to talk into a different question, and he asked him in the Mishnah, the question was, when the prophet says, He told him, Doidechu Miyayin, is Doidechu Doidechu Doidayich. Is it a Loshin Zohar or a Loshin Akeva? That was the question he answered. Zmora says, "My, what's pshat this pasuk in Shir Hashirim? Ki tovim doidecha miyayin, that your love, the love to Hashem, is sweeter, better than wine. So ki also Rav Dimi Kain, Omri said pshat the pasuk is like this: Omro Knesses Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, that Klai Yisrael is saying back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Arevim Olai, it's sweeter to us, it's better to us. Divrei doidecha, the words of the Chachamim." Pashto means the gzeres that the Chachamim made are sweeter to us, yaisa more miyene shatera, more than the wine itself of the Torah. It's more dear to us what the Chachamim tell us, the Yisurah, the Rabbanins, more than the Yisurah HaTorah. So we lost the Pella, why should it be this way? We know it's midiraisa, and the Rabbanins only midirabbanin. So the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shara Tshuva, the beginning of his third Shara, explains, he says, really the Yisayid of all the mitzvahs is Yirah Shemayim. We do mitzvahs because we fear Hashem. Now when the Chum tell us to stop doing something, it's like Yai Nefech here. The Rabbanan say, do not drink Stam Yenim. Even though midiraisrits are right, what did the rabbanim say? Do not drink it, because they're afraid maybe you come to drink real yainesach. So it shows more yirashmayim you have, like the more you fear Hashem, the more you'll stay away and listen to chachamim, because you fear Hashem so much, you're afraid you may come to do an issa deraisa. So he explains that divrei chachamim show more yirashmayim than the mitzvahs midiraisa. Therefore, the dashne kitayv nadecha, it's arevim olai divrei nadecha yoisim yainish atayra. How come here in the Mishnah when they went off the track, how come Rabbi Shmuel said back to him this posik? Really what he meant to say to him was from the beginning of this posik. The beginning of the posik starts off, Yishokeinu Meshikas Piyu, please kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. What he meant to say was like this. He meant to tell him back, Omle Yishmuel. He said to him, Yishmuel, my brother, Omle Yishmuel Achai. Rabbi Yeshua was saying back to Rabbi Shmuel, it's telling like this, Rabbi Shmuel, my brother, Choshik Shisvasecha Zubizu, keep your lips quiet, tight. Just close your lips. That's what he meant to tell him. You're asking me too many questions. Stop asking questions. That's what he meant to say. V'yatevoy lehoshiv, don't be nervous to ask these questions. So he didn't want to say it outright, it's not nice. So he said it in a nice way. He went to this pasuk of Kitayvim Dedach Miyoyin, so you should understand what I mean to tell you is the beginning of the pasuk, Yishakena Machikas Piyu, means keep your mouth quiet. Kiss, that's what Rabbi Yeshua meant to tell Rabbi Shmuel. He asked you too many questions. You're asking me, what's the reason why they gave an issa on cheese, and you don't like the answer I gave you? So he says, okay, just leave it. And we'll soon see why he said this. Elimur says, my time, what's the reason? Like, how come in the Mishnah, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua give an answer? Why didn't he explain the reason? Why did the Chachamim say cheese is also? No, also v'achilus. Mishnah, cheese is only also v'achilus. Mutav anoy, you can sell cheese. Just can't eat it. Omar Ulus, Ulus says, v'teima Rav Shmuel bar Abba. Gzeira chadoshi. You know, this gzeira, not to eat cheese from a guy, was a new gzeira. The Chum just made it Bizman HaMishnah. Rashi says, Gzeira Chadoshi means Gozru Ala Gvina. It was a new Gzeira the Chum made, not tea cheese. We'll soon see why. But it was a new Gzeira now. The locker is, V'yein Mefak Mefimbo. We do not want people to start asking questions on it. We'll soon see why not. So therefore, we do not say a reason. If you start giving a reason, people say, I don't like that reason. And therefore, I think I don't have to listen to it. So the best way is when you make a new gzera, do not say any reason, keep the reason quiet. There's a gzera, that's it. And therefore people will listen. And later on, after people accept the gzera and listen to it, then we'll explain it. But at the beginning, the klal is, vein mefakif imbo. Now, my gzera, so what's this gzera? Amr Rishim ben Pazim Rishim Malakish, Mishum Nikr. What's the reason, what is the real reason of the gzera? Why is it awesome that the rabbanan teach cheese that a guy made? So he says the reason is Mishum Nikr. What's nicker? There are bites there. You have to be afraid the snake ate from it. And this poison, that's the reason why it's also. Yeah. So, if Mora says, if so, the lame lame is shum nicker. If that's the real reason, so in the Mishnah, why didn't he answer back clearly and say, you know why cheese is also mishum nicker? We're afraid that there are bites there from a snake. So Mora says, no, he didn't answer this. Could you, the like Ula? The Yama Ula explains, ki gazri gezeret of marova. When in Eretz Yisrael they used to make a new gzeirom, le'migla taimo, they did not explain openly the reason. They did not tell people the reason for the gzeirom. Ah, t'reis yachishos, they waited a whole year. They waited 12 months to give the reason. Why? Because otherwise, Dilma were afraid, Ika inish, there are some people, t'le svirulei, do not like the reason of this gzeirom. V'yosel zuzubei, they'll say, come on, it doesn't apply that reason, don't give me this, I'm not going to listen to you. Therefore, when the Chumam wanted to make a gzeirah, they did not say reason. This is it. After 12 months, after people accepted and listened to the gzeirah, then they gave out the reason. Now, call upon Ulis, the Gemara of Shimon ben Pazi is saying the reason why it's also cheese is Mishum Nikr, because we're afraid maybe a snake ate from the cheese. We'll soon see. According to this, a Jew has to watch the cheese then, according to this reason. According to this, you'd have to watch the cheese then.
So what's the difference between
Achim
and
Jews?
Don't fast like
that. We don't fast like this. But according to this, The Torah says that there has been time of Neymar, according to this, we have time of Neymar Taisus, Mishum Nikur, the entire Mishum Ma Osru, Mishum Gilu, Yaisim Imayim Udvash. If so, why don't they ask for water? It should be exactly, you can't take water from a guy. You can't buy honey from a guy. Why are they only ask for cheese? Laman the Islu Babel Trafus, the Shaykh Bu Giloy. It applies to water and honey also. The Shlaim of the Mechola Mashkin, Alpha Gavloi Kafta da Giloy, Mishum Nikrusa, Nikrusa, Mil Kafti. Sure, they don't care to cover it overnight because of Nik, because of Giloy, of the snake, but the Goyim Amak, but that dirt should not fall in. So in order to keep the water clean, they would keep it covered anyway. But by milk, you don't eat milk by itself, and also they strain the milk anyway, so therefore they're not makpet to leave their milk but leave their cheese uncovered. So that's why the Havamina, that cheese and milk should be also mishum gilui, that maybe they left it uncovered. So Mora says, if that would be the reason, if so, elamayat, if so, yavesha tishtari, when cheese becomes dried out, it should become mutter. Because he had before, if there would be eris, if there would be poison inside it, it does not let it dry out. And Yoshin Teshtar, if it becomes old-looking, should also be muta. The Yomer Mechanina, we have before, Mechanina said, Yovesh muta. Before, if the wine would dry up, there wouldn't be an issa of Gili. Why? Ein Manichol Yavesh. If there would be some poison of the snake there, it would not let it dry. And Yoshin, if it looks old now, also muta. Why? Ein Manichol Yashin. If there be some poison there, it would not let it become old. Rashi says, Yoshin Muta, Yain Veshekesh Nezgalo, wine or beer, Kishem Chadoshim with the new, Himti, let it stay until it becomes old. Muta, you let it drink it. Because if there would be errors there, that did not let it become old, and the same thing to dry up. So this cannot be the use of cheese. Because if so, then dried out cheese should be Muta. So what's the reason why is she's also Samar Rabbi Chanina lefi shef shalom b'loy tichsuchei cholef? It's impossible that there's no pockets of milk inside the cheese. Like real hard Swiss cheese, there are pockets, there are holes inside there. We have to be afraid there's some cholef inside it. So two ways to learn the Gemara. Rashi learns this is a new reason by itself. Rashi learns lefi shef shalom gvina b'loy tichsuchei cholef. Ben gulma shagvina, between the holes in the cheese, nisha min hacholof, some milk is left over there. Now the cholof shechol boev kechavim, we'll soon see the next mission. We'll soon see the halacha of milk. Now milk that a guy milked, the yain yisro ruyayu, if a Jew did not see the guy milk the cow, also it's also an issim. The rabbi, the next mishnah, is also to drink milk from a guy. Why? We're afraid. Dilma orav bei cholof tamei. Maybe they put some pig milk inside. Now, the true, our speaks out, the afagav should be the cholof tamei. Eino emed, even though usually pig milk would not become into cheese, the only thing that comes into cheese is kosher milk, not trefa milk. So that's the reason to say all cheese should be muta. Because if it was made from trefa milk, it would not come into cheese. The mirror of tamei v'tor. Hatamei nisharim nisu v'dechalba. So the chura, what are we afraid about now? The cheese should be the cheese. You can't make cheese from milk cholov tamei. So why is cheese also? The answer is v'yesh lachash. You have to be afraid. Shebegumos, maybe inside the holes of the cheese nishermenu, maybe some milk, trace of milk is there. Now trace of milk rushes as also midiraisa. Cholov that comes out from a behemoth tamei, that's the lima of the Gemara Bechoris, that the milk is also us. We don't say it's panam chadoshos, it's something new, but if it comes out from a tamei, it's also tamei. Now you have to be afraid, cheese is also, Rashi learns, even though you cannot make cheese from milk that's tamei. So the only chash is true, the guy used his milk. Now his milk, they only put a little bit trefa milk inside the regular milk. So when they went to make cheese now, even though really the cheese is only made from the kosher milk, you have to be afraid though inside the cheese there's some milk to tamei still there. That's why cheese is awesome. That's Rashi's shita, why cheese is awesome. Other Achrenami's question doesn't make sense. Because if the guy plans to make cheese from this milk, so why would he add some trace of milk into the milk? If he wants to sell the milk for drinking purposes, that we understand. Like cholov, stam akum is also mikir adin, because you're afraid, since they're using it for drinking, they might as well put some pig milk in also and sell it. But here, where they're making cheese out of it, A guy wouldn't mix the pig milk into the milk because he knows it doesn't come to cheese. So a little bit cash from Rashi. Therefore, Toys learns Zikum Shah. Toys learns here, it's Hemshech of the Gemara. He asking the question, Mishum Nikur. It should be mutter. If it's dried up, the answer is no. Even dried up trees, cheese, you have to be afraid. Maybe inside the cheese, there's some milk left there. So maybe there is, some poison still in there. That's the reason. That's what Benatan's Pshat. Kach Bishop Benatan, the Koyim Adam, the Parvi Vesha, Tishnari, Mishani, the Filukashoniru Yavish, even cheese looks old or dried up to us. Still, maybe there's some poison left inside Lechukas Agvina. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara means the answer now that the poison is still inside the cheese. Either cheese is dried up or the cheese looks old, but the answer is we have to be afraid. Maybe there are some holes inside the cheese that still has the wet poison there. So according to the Benatan, the reason why cheese is also is because of nikur, because of poison.
Yeah,
Rashi learns is also mishum cheese. Weiter. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says another reason. The reason why Jesus asked Shmuel Amar, because some goyim make the cheese not with the rennet from a novella, but they use the skin. They let the milk stay in the skin of a novella. Now the skin, that's awesome. Rashi says, the skin, lav pirsha, that's not junk. That has an issa trefer on it. Therefore, biyasa. Therefore, it's going to give off tam into the milk. Therefore, you're going to have tam of nevela in the milk. That's why it's also in the cheese, at least in the cheese. So, Rosh Kasha hakeva gufa shari. But the cave itself is mut, like you said before. The remnant itself, that's only called pirsha. That's mut. So, Rosh says, is this true? What?
Not considered basur v'chalav.
That's another question. Why is not basur cholav over here? Because there's no issa basur cholav because only cold and cold. And what's the element of Rabbanim? It's really its bottle here. It's mukim, it makes a come to cheese, it's a maimid. That's only with the Rabbanim that's not bottle. And with the right, so that's mutter. So the Mori says, it's also because they use the skin of an avela. But our cave of gufu would be mutter.
There's another question.
Okay, the avela, right. The Mori says, now we learned. We have the keva, the rennet, the stomach itself from behema of the kechavim. Bishel nevela reizu asura. Mashma both of them is also even from a nevela. Mashma the rennet itself is also. But we ask the question: Oto the oivik kechavim lav nevela? What's the two cases? Isn't every behema of a goy a nevela? They don't make a shchita. Even if they make a shchita, shchita sakam is possible. So it's a nevela. For Yama Shmuel said, Chodik Tani means one thing, this Braisa. Kevas Shchitas Oivik Chavim Nevela Asura. He says, anytime a guy shechs an animal, so the animal is a Nevela, and therefore the cave with the stomach is also. The rennet in the stomach is also. So, Gross Asira. Here it's Nasha from Shmuel. The only reason why the cheese is also is because of the skin, but not because of the cave. But the cave itself is called Pirsha Biyam, it's just junk. And here Shmuel says, no, even the cave itself is also. So Mar says, no, it's empty, like cash, there's no theorem. I'll answer you, like cash, there's no question over here. Kan koidim chazorah, kan liyach chazorah, like in our Mishnah. First, the Mishnah wanted to